الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in our previous lesson, we spoke about the verse قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. We spoke about the claim that was made by the Yahud that الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ, the hereafter, Jannah, this belongs to us and not for the believers, the Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if that's the case, then desire death now, because life in the hereafter is far better than life in this dunya. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the reality of the matter is such that these Yahud, they will never desire death. In fact, these Yahud, they are the most avid of people for life. And in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now talks about the Yahud, the Jews. The Jews, in their perversity and in their foolish minds, they began to present feeble arguments for denying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and for denying the Quran Majid. And these feeble arguments were absolutely baseless. The Yahud said that the reason why we do not bring iman in the Quran is because this Quran was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam through the agency of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam. And you see, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam, he is not our friend. They said, Jibreel, he is an enemy to us. Why is Jibreel an enemy to us? Because Jibreel, he brought the rigorous commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Bani Israel, when Allah sent him with those commandments. And you see, Jibreel, he had brought to us the catastrophic punishments from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But had this Quran come to us through the agency of Mikael, then we would have accepted this Quran. We will believe in this Quran. Because Mikael, he is the malak, he is the angel who is in charge of the rain. And he brings this rain, he is connected with rain, which is connected to the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The report comes in Tirmidhi Sharif. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, he reports the incident where the Yahud, they themselves came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that, O Muhammad, listen, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ إِلَّا وَلَهُ مَلَكٌ يَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهِ بِالْوَحْيِ. Then listen, O Muhammad, there is no messenger from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but that a malak, an angel, comes to him with revelation. فَمَنْ صَاحِبُكُ. They asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then, who is your sahib? Which angel comes to you? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is Jibreel. So they said, oh no, if it's Jibreel, Jibreel brings harb, he brings war. In one report, Jibreel brings shidda, he brings difficulty. And they said, had it been Mikael, then most certainly we would have accepted this Qur'an. Why? Because Mikael, he is connected to Rahmah, Khisb, mercy, rain. And that is a divine mercy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we see in this verse now, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes this claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes this argument, this baseless argument of the Yahud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that, listen, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he is only a messenger from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is only an agent from the side of Allah. He is not the message itself. Allah tells the Yahud, why are you so bothered about the messenger and you do not look into the message itself? And Allah says, look at the message. And what is the message? This Quran, what is it? It is musaddiqan lima bayna yadayh. It confirms the book that is in your possession. It confirms the book that came before it. And what book is that? It is the same book that is in your hand. And that is the Torah. So the message of the Quran confirms the message of the Torah. And what else is this Quran? It is hudan wa bushra lil mu'minin. It is a means of guidance. And it is a herald or a bearer of good tidings. For who? For the believers. In other words, these things, they constitute and they make up a divine book from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us come to the verse. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلِ. Allah tells the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell him, say, who's an open enemy? Who's an enemy to Jibreel? Listen, فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكِ. Jibreel's mission, task and job in this dunya is only to reveal that revelation to your heart, O Muhammad, bi-idhnillah. And that too, it's coming through the permission and the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look into the message, and what is the message of the Quran? مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It confirms the book that came before it, the Torah. وَهُودًا, it is a means of guidance. وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and it is a glad tidings for the believers. In other words, to reject and to deny in the Quran, just because this Quran has come through the agency of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, this is sheer stupidity. This is something outrageous. This is something that is unacceptable. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sets the tone plainly for showing us hostility towards any of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam tantamounts to hostility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself. And here Allah explains this in the next verse. Allah says, Man kana aduwan lillah, that whoever is an enemy now to Allah and all of His malaika, wa malaikatih, wa rusulih, and all of His messengers, and Jibreel and Mikal, wa Jibreel wa Mikal, and Jibreel and Mikal alayhi salatu wasalam, these two angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be Jibreel or Mikal, if you show hostility to any of the Anbiya, in other words, you are showing hostility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself. Allah says, then listen, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, that Allah then becomes an enemy to all kafirin. In other words, whose mentor is the Yahud, because they rejected the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And if we look in this verse, we take note of two things. One is, when we look at the word Jibreel and Mikal, why were these two malaika specifically mentioned here in this verse from all the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Mufassirin mention, number one, Jibreel and Mikal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned them here because they were discussed in the aforementioned, in the above mentioned incident. And the second reason why Jibreel and Mikal were mentioned, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from all His malaika, Jibreel and Mikal are from those special malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing to take note of here in this verse is their names. We know them to be as Jibra'il and Mika'il. That's also correct. Ibn al-Jawzi, in tafsir of Ibn al-Jawzi, has mentioned 11 different ways, different lughat of pronouncing and saying the name Jibreel. Jibreel, Jabreel, Jibra'il, Jabra'il, and what we say as well, what we know the name to be, Jibra'il. And Mikal, he mentioned there are 5 different lughat for mentioning the name of Mikal, as we know the name Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.